Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Mem Vav. And today's daf is sponsored, Le'ili Nishmas, the yard side of Reb Avram Yedidya ben Yaakov Berger, a chassid of Gur, who is devoted to his family, Klal Yisrael, and to Eretz Yisrael. Again, the yard side of Reb Avram Yedidya ben Reb Yaakov Berger, we thank you for the sponsorship. Okay, let's continue with the Mishnah, beginning of Hashutvin. We started yesterday, where we spoke about partners that were Mudr Hana, Nadru Hana Zemizeh, they could, Machokas Tano, and whether they could go into a jointly owned Chatzer. The Tanakhama says, no, they cannot, because they're getting Hana from each other, even though they both own it, but they both don't own it, and they both have a portion that they have to recognize that belongs to their friend, and therefore, Asur Likanes Lachatzer. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, they each could go in, because they could each say that halachically view it when they go into the chatzer that they're going into their own chatzer. Zeh nichnas l'toch shelo, v'zeh nichnas l'toch shelo. And we had the sugya, the big discussion of Brera in the Ran about how is it that we could pass like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, which we're going to see later on today's daf, while, which is based on Brera, yesh Brera, that when I go in, I could say that this was always my portion, this was always my chelek. If we find in other sugyas that we paskin that by on a daraisas we paskin ein brera, and only with the rabbanas we paskin yesh brera. So we gave various answers. There is one opinion of the Yamshal Shlomo where he talks about this in Baba Kama in his long piece where he says maybe the issue isn't yesh versus ein brera daraisa drabbanan, but the issue is lachumra and lakula. Usually saying yesh brera is a kula and saying ein brera is a chumra. That's why by daraisas we would say ein brera and yesh brera. We would say on a drabana level. That's the Yamshal Shlomo, that solves some problems. Here it wouldn't solve it. Because here, yesh, it works out. Yesh Brera is Lakula. That's what Bozeman Yaakov says. And Ein Brera is Lachumra. And that's what the Tanakhama says. But one should just be aware that the Yamshal Shlomo doesn't think it's a din of yesh versus Ein, but a din of Lachumra and Lakula. Meaning if you would have a case of Ein Brera, which is Lachumra, which is Lakula, then you would say that. And if you would say that, I'm sorry, if you would say yesh, find a case of yesh brera, which is a chumra, so then you would say yesh brera even on a daraisa level, and then the other way as well. So that's the Yamshal Shlomo's understanding of that psak, but the usual interpretation is just it means yesh and ein daraisa derabanan. Okay, now let's continue the Mishnah. What other halachas apply to partners that were mudur hana from each other? Vishnehem, asurib, lahamid, rechayim, vitanur. Both partners are usher to put in major stationary kalim into the chatzer. They're both usher to do this. Why? Says the Ran, quoting from the beginning of, quoting from the Bava Basra, Daf Nun Zayin, even though it says in Cheskas Habatim, the Shutfin Ahamada Kedilo Kapti, usually Shutfin are not makpid on just items that people are usually makpid on. They're normal items. It's an oven. It's a grinder. Mikol makom ikapti yichol ma'akiv zalzeh. But if they would be makpid, they're usually not. But if one would be makpid, they'd be able to prevent the other one from putting this into the chatzer. And even though usually people are mevater, this mishnah is assuming, like we said yesterday, vitar asav mudur hana. And therefore, in this case, they're also to put rechayim vitanur, because if they would and the other person wouldn't protest, so that would be a hana'a given to them, because they wouldn't be able to protest. They're not protesting is allowing them, that's viewed as allowing them to put the tanur and the rechayim in, and that's why even Rav Elazar ben Yaakov would aser in this case. Ula gadol tarnagol, and more to raise chickens there also. Again, even if it might be something understandable and acceptable, but they would be able to have the veto power, and because they didn't use their veto power, that is being mahana, their partner, and that's why it would be not allowed, because that's viewed as hana given from one to the other. A couple of chashuki chemes today, start off right away with one. In terms of tanur v'kirayim, he has the case where Sheila, they were mudur hana from each other, and the question is, what if these are related to mitzvos? Right, it says you can't put a tanur v'kirayim. V'yishlis tapekim echad man rotzel lahamid b'chatzer tanur lefos b'matzos ki ein lo makom acher shenoach lafia. This is his chatzer, and he wants to bake matzos. Osher rotzel gadol tarnagolim lekaparos. That's a level less than that. Kaparis are a minug of Klal Yisrael and Erev Yom Kippur, which the Shulchan Aruch is vehemently opposed to. But the question is, can one do that for Kaparis? Kishein lo makam acher ha'im mutar. Is that acceptable for the mitzvah of matzah, of baking matzahs, the hechsher mitzvah of baking matzahs, or the minug of Kaparis? It's not so common for Klal Yisrael to have a minhag that many of Klal Yisrael have, and the Shulchan Aruch says, don't do it. But this is one of them, by Kaparis. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tuf Reish Hey, Ma Shenoagim La'asos Kapara, Be'erev Yantif, Be'erev Yom Kippur, Lishchot Tarnagol, Al Kol Ben Zachar, Velomar Alav Psukim, Yesh Limnoa Haminag. Shimoneh the minhag. Why? The Beis Yosef says, because of Darkei Ha'emori. Look back on the Beis Yosef, he says, it's not a correct minhag. And the Rama says, V'yesh mi'agonim shekasvu minhag zeh, v'chein kasvu also rabim minhachronim, v'chein noagin v'chol medinos elu, v'ein l'shanos kihu minhag vasikin. Right? We don't change it, says the Rama. It is an ancient minhag. The Rama says this many times. The Rama is matzdik and defends the minhagim of Klal Yisrael. The Rama says it's zinuchas purim as well. If you remember the banging by Haman and writing Haman on the bottom of one's feet, also the Rama there emphasizes that if there is a minhag of Klal Yisrael, as long as it's not against some halacha, right? The Shulchan Aruch would say, I'm also a big fan of Minhagim of Klal Yisrael, but this is one that's Darkei Ha'emori. This is anti halacha. And the Rama says, no, the Rama has a different view. He says here, it's not anti halacha. The Rama, again, in Hilchas Purim, that's the other place where he emphasizes that one should realize the special dinim of all Minhagim of Klal Yisrael. In any case, the Chashuk Echemet says, can one do this L'shem Mitzvah? So he quotes the Ran, right here in our sugya, who says that even though people, right, the Ran about the Gemara Bava Basra, even though people are generally not makbid, if they are makbid, they could protest. And this mission is assuming Vitur is Aser Vimutur Hana. And then he says, Vihide La'el, Badef Laf Lamites. Earlier, the Ran spoke about the mitzvah of Biker Cholim, if you remember from the previous sugyas, Hamavakar Nichnas Lavakro Afilu Yoshev, the Yishev, the Yeshiva Nami Chiyusi, the Cholahu, Velo Adre, a person, if it is something that is assumed to be part of his life, so then he's allowed to come, even if I'm Mudar Ana, but I want you to do the basic Biker Cholim, because that's part of Bimachayami, Bahachi Nichalei. Says the Gemara there and the Rishonim assume that way also. And the Shulchan Aruch speaks about this too. If it's basic needs that we have, so then it should be mutter. So V'yitachin Lomar, says the Chashuk Echemed, Shekshem Sheish Omdin Da'as Ha'adam, Lo Miskavin Lasar Al-Atzmo Chiyuse Gashmis, just like we could say that a person was never had in mind to be Mudr Hana and to include physical Chiyus, which we said Biker Cholim was, to make the guy feel better physically and to help him. Hu adish lo miskavin lesser alatzmo chiyusei ruchanis v'lo miskavin lesser alatzmo efsharis l'kayim mitzvos. He never had in mind. The umdana is that I would want you to give me matzahs. I would want you to have that included. Ulefizem ashutvin asru alatzman lo lehenos achad mechaveiro yitachin shemutu lem la'mitanu lafiyas matzos. And tarnagolam l'kaparis, if that is a in b'nei makom chashuv lahem mina kaparis. Kafaris is a little more flexible. Ki adam lo miskavin lasser al atzmo b'lekayim mitzvah. V'lo miskavin lasser al atzmo sefsharus l'kayim mitzvah u'minog v'tzarech iyin. Not sure whether you would really say that, but he has that possibility. We'll get to another one in Hashem in a minute, but that is going on the first line. Rechayim v'tanur u'legadol tarnagolim. Next, Toya Echad may have Mudr Hana Mechaveiro. What if only one of them was Mudr Hana? It was only one directional. First part of the Mishnah was two directional. What if it was only one directional? So Lo Yikaris L'chatzer. The Tanakhama again says that you can't go into the Chatzer because the Mudr will go in and it'll be called that he's going into the other one's Chatzer. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, no. Yachol Hu Lomar Lo. L'toch Shali Ani Nechnas. V'ini Nechaz L'toch Shalcha. He could again say, I'm going into mine. I'm not going into yours. Doesn't matter if it's only in one directional, he could still say that chiddush. And then the Rishonim discuss what is the chiddush of saying it in only one direction, right? It's basically the same halacha as we saw in the other. The last line of this section. V'kofen es ha-noder limkar es chalko. But if it's only one directional, we force the noder to sell his chelek. Why do we force the noder to sell his chelek? Because a person can't function like this. Pesach Gittin functions like this, even though he is allowed to, but he knows that it's not, there's no equality here. It's not the, this is not a situation that's going to work, right? The Ron says on the last couple of skinny lines, V'yafilu Rabbeinu ben Yaakov nami, d'shari likanis l'chatzer, kofar asolim kar, even according to Rabbeinu ben Yaakov, that he's allowed to go in, you force him to sell. Why? D'ledidei nami, ika lemechash, shemitoch sheroes chaveiro ma'amid rechayim v'tanur, v'hu eino rashoi, yiskanebo, v'yavol asos kein. There's going to be kina. If I see you're allowed to do more than I'm allowed to do, even if I'm allowed to do something. But if you're allowed to do more, so I'm going to have kina, and there's a very good chance I'm going to violate. I'm going to want to do that, or I'm going to do other things because of the kina. So that is why Bez is going to encourage very strongly that the Nodir is going to have to sell his portion. This issue of kina and somebody else having more, it's obviously something that is very common and very pernicious, the midah of kina, one of the three midahs that take a person out of the world. Kina, a type of a covenant, we'll see in Sodom and Olam. It's something that we have to always constantly work on. But it's exactly what this Gemara says. If somebody has more than me, that is the root of kina, even if I have something. If he has more than me, if he's going to do it, and I'm not going to do it, so that is going to be a problem. Rashi in Parsha Shoftim, we've quoted this Rashi from the Bali Musar in past Shiurim. Rashi says that there are not, well, Rashi doesn't make this diik, this is how we're understanding Rashi. In the Parsha of Mashuach Melchama, where we have the Kohen who is appointed to give the pep talk and then to create a situation where people who have to leave can leave. The Dibra Shotrim Ela Am Lemar, the Shotrim speak to the people, Parak Chav Pasek He, in Dvarim. The man built a new house and did not get to live in it yet. He could go home. He could get off the battlefield. Right? He's not going to be able to focus. Maybe he'll die in war and someone else will live in the house. And the same thing goes for somebody who planted a vineyard and didn't get to enjoy its fruits yet. And finally, the third one, man who had erusin and did not get to have nisuin yet, he didn't get to be married, he could go and return to his house. And the Baalei Musar Medayik, that seem to be nine extra words in the Psukim here. Why did the Torah just write that if a man built a house and he gets to live in it, he gets to go home because he might die in war? Period. He might die and not get to enjoy it. Each time. Just right. Pen Yomus Bamachama. No, it doesn't stop there. The Torah says, Pen Yomus Bamachama, V'ish Acher Yachnechenu. V'ish Acher Yichalalenu. V'ish Acher Yikachena. An extra. Extra three words. Why? So explain the Mefarshim that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that what human nature is. It's not so bad. It is bad. But it's not as bad when a person won't get to enjoy something. But if he knows that not only will he not enjoy it, but someone else will get to enjoy it, that will hurt even more. That will be something that he won't be able to focus on, and he won't be able to concentrate, and that's why we allow him to go home. Not just because you won't be able to do something. Maybe we'll force you to concentrate there. Get over it. Fight for Klal Yisrael. But if it's the thought process of somebody else being here and not me, that's very painful. And maybe that's what Rashi means. Rashi doesn't explain it, but Rashi just says on the first one, for ish acher yachnechenu, Rashi says on that line, davar shel agmas nefesh huzeh. This is agmas nefesh. That's all Rashi says. Maybe that's what Rashi's driving at. Why do you have these three extra words? The ish acher, because that's agmas nefesh. That's something that does not allow a person to concentrate if they are in that situation of kinah. That's what the Gemara, the Mishnah says here. We'll force the guy to sell the portion in his field because we don't think this reality is going to be able to last. We don't think that the average person is going to be able to overcome the fact that someone else could do more in this chaser than I can. I'm a partner too. I know it was Mudur Hanab, but to see day in, day out this occurring, that'll be very difficult. We also like to quote regarding Kina, a number of years ago we quoted the thought of the Slanim Rebbe, the Nesiv Shalom in Parshas Noach, where he discusses that the world did not get off to such a great start. Right, Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Noach, Parshas Lech, right? We continue the first couple of Parshias in the Torah. We didn't get off to such a great start. There are some major sins that took place. So he says, without focusing on the Chet of Adam and Chava, which is a separate and unique type of sin, maybe a prototypical sin that paves the way for all sins and brought Misa to the world, etc. But let's talk about the other ones. Right after that, there were also three sins that took place. And if you look at each one of them, he says each one of them can be parallel to one of the three pillars that the world would be undermined and take a person out. Not the three, Torah, Vodah, Gemilas, Chasadim, that also might be parallel. But if you look at the other three sins, you have the sin of Kain and Hevel, you have the sin of Dar HaMabul, and you have the sin of Dar HaFlaga. Those three chataim. He says, why do we have to have this all? Why does the Torah start off on the wrong foot, so to speak? Right, we should start off with Avram Avinu, and we start off with that. Lalami Lihudi is Tayag Mitzvahs, Darkei Avodas Hashem. What do we have to learn from all of these parshiyos about inappropriate beginnings? Inappropriate beginnings. So says the Nasi B'Shalom, really, as we know, Sur Meira and then Asay Tov. First you have to notice and overcome the difficulties and overcome the problems, and then Asay Tov. The Torah starts off before Asay Tov, which is Avram Avinu, we have the Sur Meira. The Sur Meira are Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. The three Chataim, the three Midos that are the root of all Chait, Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. That's exactly what's going on in these three things. Of course, Kain and Hevel is Kina. Kain is from the word Kina. Right, that possibly, I mean, not what the Torah says, but on a deeper level, he was jealous of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking his brother's karban, kina, taiva, the mabul, right, all of the types of averas that are described there, whether it's gezel, whether it's arayos, it's all about my taking, it's all about my taiva, kina, taiva, and of course, the dar aflaga, the dar of covet, trying to build a tower up to Shemayim and trying to overtake the heavens. Inyan gimel chatam elu, kmo shamru chazal, hakinah v'atayim ha-kavim ha-tzim ha-tzim ha-olam. Shegimel pegamim elu, heim ha-pegamim ha-guruim bi-yoser. These are the worst. She'ein ha-olam yachol lizbolosam. Ve'mosin ha-tzim ha-olam. They remove a person from the world. Again, ka'as is a reflection, possibly, of some of these. If I have kina, then I will be a ka'asan. If I have kavod, unfulfilled kavod, then I'll be a ka'asan. Ka'as is not one of the midos specifically. It's just a behavior that I have to control. And he says, Risha, the first is kina, rekev atzamos kina, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, and that was the person who's a makane, his bones will rot. That is the shorish of Kayin's Chait Akein, Shakarish Baruch Hu Kibel as Minchas Hevel, Vel Minchas Kain Lo Shah, Umikina Higia La Chait Kazeh, La Rogis Achiv, Shehu Achamer B'Yoser B'Torah, right? Killing a brother. We never had that again. We have brothers who thought about it, right? The Shvatim, but it didn't happen. Look how extreme. Look what could happen at the root of Kina. Torah Mabel, as we said, was Taivak. Yishlus called Basar as Darko La Aretz, right? All of it was that root, and then it spread. And then, of course, Dar HaFlaga, Shepagam Hu Geus V'Kavod, as it says, Hava Nivna Lanu Ha'ir, Umigdal V'Rosho Bashamayim V'Nasa Lanu Shem, Hainu Shazu HaKlipa Shel Kavod. The Torah warns us about all of these. He doesn't say it, but one can expand that maybe the Avos were all a tikkun for all of these. Avram doing the Chesed, he was the tikkun for the Taiva. Right, he was all about giving, so wasn't interested in the taiva. Yitzchak who was able to be moser his nefesh, right? He was okayed himself, right? That could be the opposite. Again, you could parallel these in various ways. And Yaakov Avinu, who achieved shleimus, and he knew exactly who his position in life. And again, I'm not going to go into it now. He doesn't, but one can parallel if one thinks about it the three avos to the three chatayim based on what they stood for. Okay, let's continue again now. So back to the partners. So in this case, where one is mudra enough from the other one, we say that they machlokes, whether they could go in per se and use it, but we will strongly encourage, we force the noder to sell his chela because we don't assume this will be able to last, and we assume that he will violate eventually. We don't want to let him violate. Okay, let's continue. Haya Echa Mayhem, so this is part three. Part one of the Mishnah was if it went two directional. Part two of the Mishnah was if it was only one directional. Part three, Haya Echa Minashuk, Mudar Be'echad Mehem Hana. What if somebody from the Shuk, the Reuven and Shimon owned the Chatzer, and somebody from the Shuk was Mudar Hana from Reuven, but not from Shimon? So could he go in? Well, Yikanes L'Chatzer, so he cannot go into the Chatzer. Same issue, you don't say Breira. according to the Tadakama, and therefore he cannot go in because this is viewed as going into the person he was mudran off from. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Yochol Omarlo, Lotok Shalcha Vercha, Ani Nechnas, Veni Nechnas Lotok Shalcha. He could say, I'm going into the other guy's field. I'm not going into the person I was mudr hana from. Right? So therefore, he's allowed to go in. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, again, the same root issue applies. There is a machlokas rishonim between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Ran quotes both opinions, whether a third party could go in stam for his own benefit. Stam for his own benefit. Right, is that allowed? If you look in the, he quotes on the fifth or sixth wide line, Kazarash Bazal, the Dafka Kshu Nichnas Letzarech Hashutaf, Beitshu Tzarech Leshutaf, Osha Hashutaf Tzarech Lo. If there's a real need for him to go in, the Fisha Chatzar Kanui Lekalechan Mehem, the Chatzar is owned by both, Lechom Hashet Tzarech Lehem, Avalikanis Pesocho, Echan Menashuk, Laatzmo. But what if the third party goes in Stam for his own benefit? Shalol Letzarech Hashutaf. Asur, Sheim Hiknu Red, that's Asur. Why? Because remember, says the Rad, what did I explain? And he uses this to explain the Rashba. The whole purpose of why this Brera works is because originally you could say they knew this is part of the Tznai that they went into this, that each be able to use it. Sheim Hiknu Raglayem, they understand that the other partner will have Drisas Regel, Ulochomi Shetzarech Lohem, Lo Hiknu Osodachola Ola. But they didn't have in mind that the whole world could prance through and traipse through the Chatzer. And therefore that wouldn't be included. So only if it's a real Tzorech for the Shutaf, but if it is Stam, the third party going in, that would not be allowed, says the Rashba limitation on the Mishnah. But if you look in the Ra'ah says, the Ra'ah says, no, the Ra'ah, one of the Rebbeim of the Ritva, right, lived in the same time period, same generation as the Rashba. Many assumed that the Ra'ah, for hundreds of years, that the Ra'ah was the author of the Sefer HaChinuch. Scholars today assume that it was the Ra'ah's brother, not the Ra'ah himself. Either way, Avol Ra'ah Zalkasav de Bechalin Yishari, but the Ra'ah holds, no, across the board, it's Mutter. The Mishnah does not make any distinctions. Volo Niru Lidvarav, says the Ra'ah, I don't like the Ra'ah. I think the Rashba is right, that it would only be allowed for a tzarech of the Shutav himself. The Ritva here explains what the Ra'ah would, what the svara for the Ra'ah. So why would it be okay? He would be Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheina Shalom. Right? If a person tries to be Mudarana, but if he is my Chelek, I would allow my friend to go in for any reason he wants. So that Zchus that I have to allow a person to go in, you have no rights over. You have no rights to control that. The Berachah Shmuel here in Siman Chav Zayin discuss what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Ra'ah and the Rashba in terms of how do we view each partner's control over the other one's rights. Is it only control over his direct rights that relate to the partner himself, or is it any stam rights, any general rights that he might have that would be viewed as out of the world of his rights or not? Shadasa Ra'ah, I'll read you the Berachah Shmuel. Shesavar, the Baruch Ber explains that according to the Ra'ah, why is it allowed? Shesavar Shaschus Sheish Lekol Echad Bechelko Shel Chaveiro Gorim LeChaveiro Shelo Yechashiv Shelo LeInyin LeEsar Alachirim. Right, my bilus means that you don't have bilus. It affects your bilus on my rights. Shein Adam Oser Davar Sheina Shelo. Aval Arash B'Savar, no. It doesn't so much affect your bilus as just to control and limit your functioning. Shirak l'inyan drisas regel atzmo yesh l'shut of yad b'chei l'chaveiro. V'lo l'inyan shalo yehe nechshav shel chaveiro. V'chaveiro yachol leser al achirim. And afkamina is where it's not my direct hana, but it has to do with my legal ownership. So does your ownership affect my ownership in making it a limited way, or does it just affect my lamaisa abilities? So that could be the machlokas between the Ra'ah and the Rashba. So this was the next section of the Mishnah. What about a third party coming in? Fourth part of the Mishnah, Hamudrana Mechaveru. Somebody's mudrana from their friend, Vayeshlo Merchatz. Right now we're out of the Shutfin in the Chatzer. We're to the next part. Two people, one is mudrana from the other one, and Shimon has a bathhouse. He owns a bathhouse. Ubeis Abad, or owns a oil press. Muskarin Ba'ir. And if he owns it, I can't go in. But what if he owns it, but he rented it out to others? Right? He was, he's busy, so he gives it to somebody else to take care of. So they're muskaran to someone else, muskaran ba'ir, they're leased out. So im yesh lo bahen tfisas yad, if the owner still keeps a tfisas yad. The Gemara will talk about what that means. He has some type of hold in the Beis Habad or the Merchat still, so usher, that I can't go in, because it's still considered direct hanah from him. Ein lo bahen tfisas yad mutter. But if he doesn't have tfisas yad, he gave it up, and he basically has no control over it anymore, so then it would be mutter for me to go, mutter for me to go in this case. Again, a limitation that it's not in the Mishnah. The Rishonim here add on limitations. The Rashba quoted in the Ran here, the Rashba itself also, but it's printed on Amud Beis. The Rashba says that when do we say that it is mutter if he has no tfisas yad? That's only if it was already muskar before the neder was made. But if he was maskerit, and then afterwards, right, if he was first noder, and at the time he had control of it, and then he was maskerit out, it would still be usser. Because Bashas had Ned there, I had control. And then we assume the Umdana is that nothing changes, one, because the Metzias changes. That's what the Ran assumes in the name of the Rashba. Elavade, kol shekadam nidro l'schiruso, ein ha'isr mistalik ha'idei schirus. Aval masisar b'zeh skirin kvar, right, you were sochered first, l'ficha, kol she'el metvisas yad, ein ha'isr chalaleh. We don't say that, oh, because it was direct Hanah, now it's indirect Hanah, it would become mutter. The Rashba says, no, you go by Shas ha'ned there, and he meant to aser it. Good, finishing up the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Homer l'chaveiro, this we quoted earlier in the Masechta. Homer l'chaveiro, konen l'beis chashani nichnas, v'sot chashani lokeach. He makes a neder that he is aser, konam, whatever it is, fruit, that I'm not allowed to go into your house. I'm not allowed to go into your field. And then it becomes not your house and not your field. Meis oshem mecharo l'acher. What if then the owner dies? Oshem mecharo l'acher, he sold it to someone else, then mutter. That he's allowed to go into the house, because Reuven only said he's not allowed to go into your house, Shimon, or your field, but now it's not Shimon's anymore, because Shimon died, or Shimon sold it, then it would be mutter. Again, the Rashba has a limit. Almost every line on this Mishnah, the Rashba has a limit. The Rashba says, this is only if he sold it to another person. If he sold it to the noder himself, that doesn't work. Right, it doesn't work if he sold it to it himself. Even though Lamaisa, it's not his anymore, but that doesn't work. Konem, so that's if you say your bias. But if you say konem bias zeh, shani nechnas, sadazu shani lokeach, what we might call a language of nidava and not neder, where you focus on the house or the field itself, then mezlem shemachar la'acher, usher, that would still be usher, even if it was sold or the person died, because you say this house. This house is not dafka connected to who owns it at the time. What happens if the house fell down? Right, it wasn't sold and he didn't die, but the house fell down and then you rebuilt it. So what would you say in that case? Would that still be bias zeh or not? So there explains the Ran and explain the other we showed him. There it would be a mutter. This Ran now is printed on daf mem zayin, printed on tomorrow's daf. He says v'havi yodeya. Right, just like bayis zeh is more chamor than beischa regarding selling, hachanami, and then he quotes this issue, beischa chamor mi bayis zeh l'inyin nefila. He says, also, if it falls down, beischa is more chamor. Meaning what? The yamar beischa shani nechnas, v'nafal u'b'na'o asur likanes bo. Right, this is the, if he says your house, right, this is working in the opposite way. If you say your house, and then it falls down and he rebuilds it, he's not allowed to go in. To call shu beis chamashba, because that's still his house. It's a new house, but it's his house. The amar bayezeh v'nafal afal pi shechazer ubono motor bo, to keep it the nafal azda. Right, it is different. That's what he quotes first. And then he quotes Umistavra, Tahiamina Babesla Shani Nikna, see Nafa Lobani Le Usr, Lav Dafkanacha, Lobani Le Mkombo, Tahua didn't banubamakam acher asa, even if he built it in a different spot. Okay? But that is the Ran, who discusses what if the house falls down, is it included? He would say, if you say Bayezeh, it would not be included. If you say Basla, it would be included. If you look in the Rambam quotes these halachas in Parakhes. Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Misha Nadaro Nishma, Upiresh, somebody makes a nether or a shvua, Upiresh Besas Nidro, and he explains, at the time of his neder, Dover Shenadar, O Nishma Biglalo, he explains his reasons, or he is clear what he means. Hareze Kamisha Tala Nidra O Shvuaso Baoso Dover. It's as if he made it Tali on that. He didn't say Almanas, but if he says something that makes it pretty clear that it's Tali on something, so then it is Tali on that. Vimonis Kaim Oso Dover Shenishma Biglalo, Hareze Mutter. It becomes Mutter. So for example, Ketzad, Nadar O Nishma She'eno Nose Isha Plonis She'aviha Ra. He makes a neder. We'll have this Hashem later on. But let's read it now. He makes a neder or shvuah. I'm not marrying this woman. I'm marrying this woman. Her father is terrible. I'm not going into this house and make a neder because there's a terrible dog in it. Mesu. Osha asa ha'av tshuva. What if the dog died? Right? Or what if something changed? What if the father did tshuva? So he's not ra anymore. Hareze mutter. Then it's okay. Because he says, I'm not going in. And he explains the reason. So it's clear that that's what it's tali on. Shezek kamisha nader o nishba v'yamar shelo esa isha plonis v'lekanis l'bayezeh ela imkein is talika hezek. It's as if that is said. V'chein kol kayotze bazeh. Aval, but if someone says, aval, that's the case of bayezeh, if it's tali on a reason. Aval ano dero o nishba shino nosi plonis haku'u revinim sena, or if it's, then he gets into other less clear issues, which we'll have to do better later on in the Masechta, when we get to it. But then the Mishnah Lamelech here relates this to our issue, right? We said in our sugya, right, if the house falls down, if you said Bayezeh, it's okay, says the Ran. If you say Beischa, it is not okay. What happens in the case, in the parallel case, where the father is Ra, so therefore I say I'm not going to marry this woman, and then the father does tshuva, and then the father is Choser Lesuro. Then the father loses it again. So is that like building the house again? What do you compare that to? Is a rebuilt house like a person who again fell? Says the Ranach. The Mishnah Lamelech quotes the Ranach. The Ahid Dekonim She'eni No Se Lefisha V'yara She'meis O'asa Tshuva D'Shari She'im Chazar L'Suro She'chazar Ha'Isr L'Mkomo. So he quotes the Ranach that the Isr becomes Asr again. Becomes Asr. He said that Neder, I'm not marrying this woman because the father is a Ra, so that kicks in again. And he brings a Raya from the Rivash. The Rivash says, to Omer Konel Abeiskla Shani Nichnas, Shemachar Lachar Mutter, our Mishnah, that if you say I'm not going to get to your house, so if it is sold to someone else, Mutter, Vim Chazar V'Kna'o, Chazar Islam Koma, what if you rebought it? You sold this house, Mutter, you rebought it, now it's Asr again. V'Lor Minon Panim Chadash's Bo Lakan. You don't say it's panim chadashas. You don't say it's something totally new, halachically. Hachanami, dichvasa, so too here. That's the Mishnah Lamelech in the name of the Rivash, in the name of the Ranach. And the Mishnah Lamelech says, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ. I think there's a difference between a house standing, fallen standing, and a person, ra, tshuva, ra, fully in anidon domalaraya, the ishlachalik. The difference is whether the nether is totally not there anymore and evaporates, or the nether is still there, but just the reality doesn't have, the nether cannot be chal on it. In the case of the rivash, the nether isn't batel. I say, your house, just that thing that was answered is not here. Lefichach, kishachazar v'kna'o, chazar li'isuro. The nether still exists in some conceptual realm, and once there is, the chefza to be make the nether be able to be chal on, then it's chal. Like we had earlier, we had two types of shvuas, but sometimes the second shvua wouldn't be chal because the first shvua is chal, and once the first one is removed, then the second one can be chal. So says the Mishnah Lamelech, if somebody sells the house, the nether is still there. Aval hahi tekonam sh'ani nosa leplonis davi tola nidro bedavar kisha asa tshuva hare nisbatel haneder. The avi hara is no longer in the world. The whole nether is batel. Ve'ein kan neder. Ve'im kein kisha chazar lusuro mishamata osro hare haneder nisbatel. Says the Mishnah Lamelech. You can't compare the cases. What would they answer? They would say, oh, no, it is. It's about the father. Is the father bad? Is the father good? Is the house yours? Is the father not yours? Says the Mishnah Lamelech, no, a person doing tshuva is a totally different bria than a house that's not yours. There's conceptual secrets and nuggets embedded here as well. Hagas mecha. He says, look about this. B'neder haniter ayidei Pesach. K'neder Moshe Rabbeinu, shitil ramakom. Mishum sheh. Enu dasan vaviram. He wasn't allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. Once the reality changed, once there's a neder that's hutar de Pesach, v'yadaiti dahachilo nadar, im chazru v'he'eshiru, hayala adashi yachzor ha'isur, havade lesa, tekiva shehutar mitam umdana ein kan neder, v'yav sh'achar kach nizbatla ha'umdana, mikom akom ein kan neder, hachanami, betola nidra, bedavar she'ino tzarek Pesach, he says it is different and therefore you would not compare the cases. Fascinating to compare a case of a person doing tshuva and then losing it to a case of, does he go back to where he was or no? It's just a new state and you cannot compare the cases. Cannot compare the cases. Another idea is mentioned in the poskim, the Maharsham has a tshuva. Marsham has a tshuva. The Sharam and Sharam Balacha here quotes the Marsham. Marsham has a tshuva in where he discusses if Reuven was nishva that he can't see. I'm not looking at Shimon's face. I'm not looking at Shimon. I make a neder. I'm not going into his house. I'm not going to see his face. And then Shimon dies, and Reuven happens to be one of the members of the Chever Kadisha. So do we say that he's allowed to see him there because that's not called seeing his face? Seeing a person's face after they died, that's not called seeing the face. Reuven's from the Chever Kadisha. The Marsham is matir. The Marsham says, Mutter Likane is going to take care of him. The Kiva de Mace, Eno Ode Beso. First of all, he's not going to go into his house because it's not his house anymore. As our Mishnah says, Ela Shela Yarshim, Umashanishva Shela Yira Panov. And what about not seeing his face? He quotes the Zohar in Parshas Beshalach, Dim Nishba Stam Shelo Yira Panov, Velo Amar Ad Ha'olam, Az Mutter Lachar Moso. It's Mutter, because that's not called seeing the face. That's not called seeing the face after a person died. And therefore, it would be mutter. One final point on the Mishnah, and that is getting back to the other Chashuk Yechemet that I mentioned in terms of the rights of Shutfin on each other. The following case, Sheila, there was a building. Many of the Shailas have to do with buildings and Shutfin. So there was a building, and there was a big vikuach between the partners. Why? Because there was one partner that said that all the kids in the building make a tremendous amount of noise, and I can't sleep. And I can, maybe this is between 2 and 4 when the minhag in some places is that you should be quiet. Either way, but it's not free of me. It's giving me headaches, and they're banging when they go down the stairs so loudly. And the other the neighbors say, take some sleeping pills. Take something. The kids are just kids. They're not going down at a crazy hours. They're just going down. And this is what children do. And he says, no, you know, it's not normal. It's not what it's beyond. And they're doing in an exaggerated form. So what is this person, this Reuven, wants to do? He wants to put a camera right on top of his door, which sees in front of his area and sees on the stairwell, and they'll be able to see which kids are being very loud. And the other people in the Dira say, no, you can't put a camera. You want to put a camera right in front of your door for security? Fine. But you can't put a camera, dafka, with view to try to catch children, to try to see. This is normal behavior. Right? They're against this. So he says, what do you mean? And the Ruvi says, I'm putting this by my doorway. What's the problem? So, two sheilot. Haim hashetach shel cheder amadrigot shemeal diras hashachin shayach lo atzmo, is the room right in front of my doorway in the apartment building, is that purely shayach to me? V'yachol aso shamashu rotzeh, or is the whole thing also shayach to the shechinim? Number one. Number two, haim yisedek b'divrei hashachin laniach matzlima, can he do that? Even if it's his, can he put a camera here? Says the Rav Zilberstein. He thinks that the other neighbors have the rights. Shatzedekim ashcheinim. Shecheder amadrigot shayach leklal ashcheinim. Vekol ashcheinim shutafim becheder amadrigot. They're all shutafim. Vein l'shachin lasos becheder amadrigot dvarim haminugadim l'shar ashcheinim. You can't do something that other partners are against, right? This also has nafkaminas for Neiris Chanukah. But that's what he says. He says, I think it's related to the others. And he says, ubenogel ikr shela. If he can put a matzleima, then nira shashcheinim yichol ma'akiv l'abazeh. He can be ma'akev, because this is not something that normal shkenim would want. It's like spying on the kids. So imachay nira sheyaldim arishim kedar kala aretz. If it's pretty clear that children are just being children, v'rak l'Reuven yishlo rigishut yeter l'rashim. Reuven is sensitive to sounds, so yishmakom la'akev l'shlo inichas amaslima b'cheder amadriko. So they could prevent. They could prevent. If it's true. If it's true that the children are beyond the ragil, so then it's good chance. And the question is how to prove that. But if it seems like it's beyond the realm of normalcy, then it could be that he would be able to put it there because that might be called mazik, and that's another factor that would have to be taken into account. Okay, says the Gemara. Ibai lahu. So the Mishnah said that in the case where the shudfer nodra hanazem izeh, so we have a machlokas tanoim. And what about if the only one is nudra hanazem from the other one? So then it's same machlokas, but there we would force him to sell his property. So ibai lahu. Benidro pligi hidiru zeh zemai. Find the machlokas is where they each made the nether about themselves. What if each one was madir the other one? Reuven was madir that Shimon cannot get benefit from him, and Shimon was madir that Reuven cannot get benefit from him. Does that change this issue? Mi amrinan, shall we say benadro hu depligi, where they make their own neder? That's where the machlokas is. Avo behidiru zezem modli rabbanan lebazim ben Yaakov. But if they did it to each other, the rabbanan would agree that mutter. Each one could go in. Why? I didn't do this. It's my chatzer. You can't totally wipe me out of the chatzer. Right? It's mine. Oh, Dilma, afilo bihidiru zeh pligi rabbanan. Always say no. The machlokas is by both. That is the question. Is it called ones in that case? So tashma, let's try to prove it from the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, hayachan meham mudur hana mechaveiro. The language of the Mishnah is mudur hana mechaveiro. Sounds like from their friend. Right, that the friend did it. Upligi rabbanan. You see, there's a machlokas there. So the Gemara says, no, tini nadur mechaver hana. Maybe it means nadur. Right, they each did it themselves. Hachanam mistavra, and it makes sense that they did it themselves based on case number two. Duktani seifa. The kofenes anoder lemkares chelko. The seifa says that the noder is forced to sell his chelek. So 1 second. Are we going to force him to sell his chelek if somebody else started this situation? So, if we say that he made his own neder, hainu diktani kofin, then we understand why we would be kofin. He put himself into this situation, so we would be able to force him. Ela'i amrit da'adre. But if we say that someone else did it, right, the madir, am I kofinos, or am I honest, why would we force him? That is false. He didn't put himself into the situation. So that is why we would be able to prove that the machlokas is by noder, but we don't know by madir. Good. Next, limitations. Amar Rava, Amar Ze'iri. Rava says in the name of Ze'iri, Machlokas, Sheyeh Kishayesh Ba, Kedei Chaluka. The Machlokas between them is when there is a large chatzer, it's Yesh Ba Kedei Chaluka. It is split upable. What does that mean? It means there's enough to get a couple of amas in front of each person's house, besides the shared property in the chatzer. The Machlokas is only Yesh Ba Din Chaluka. Aval Ein Ba Kedei Chaluka, but if it's a small everybody agrees mutter in that case. Why? Says the Ran, based on what he explained yesterday in the Breira Sugya. Because it's clear, says the Ran right here, right to the right of where we are. Aval ein ba din chaluka devri akol mutter. Mishum, tekivan de ein ba din chaluka vehadavar yadua. It is known. Shelo olam tamo b'shudfis. This is never going to get split up. This is always going to be in partnership. V'shiyesh rishus l'kol echad me'am lishtameish ba kol shasha yirtze. And everybody's going to be able to use it whenever they want. Kule alma moda diesh breira. Then even the rabbana would agree it's mutter. Lefisha rov kiniyazu huvrara mitchilasa. V'lodamila shah breiras to alma. As we said earlier, but here it's forecast, it's foreseen from the beginning. It's obvious that this situation is going to continue. So the rabbana would agree that it is mutter for them to use it. So Amar Le Rav Yosef, but wait a minute. Hare Beis HaKnesses, a shul. De kemi she'ein bo kedei chaluka dami. A shul is not split up. It's ein bo din chaluka. You assume. V'tznan. And what does the Mishnah say in 2 days from now? Shnei'en asurin bedavar shaloso ha'ir. Right? What do we say? That if two people are mudur hana from each other, they're not allowed to use the shul of that city. They're not allowed to use the shul of that city. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. Later on, so says the Gemara, but a shul is like a ein bo din chaluka, so why would it be usur? What do you mean? If it's ein bo din chaluka, then you say everybody, they can't usur on each other. So Elam Rav Yosef, we'll get back to the basic analysis, let's just finish first. Elam Rav Yosef, Elam Rav Yosef, okay, you're right. Rav Yosef quotes the Iri in the opposite, then Rabba, machlokas ein bo din chaluka. The machlokas is ein bo din chaluka, that's where the machlokas is, like the shul. Aval yesh bo din chaluka, Divrei Yaakov Aser, but Yesh Badin Chaluka, the Nivrei Bozim and Yaakov would agree that it is Aser. Because, split it up. Yesh Badin Chaluka, they Aser from each other, so split it up. What if they didn't split it up? What if they did split it up? What if they did split it up? This is a chiddush. The Rashba says it's asur if it's yesh baden chalukah even after they split it up. Right? Because when you made the neder, now it's asur. You don't say breira, right? You don't say breira there because it was already asur originally. Mashiach the Rambam says after you split it up, it is mutter. That's a machlokas again that the Ron quotes on the 6-wide line, because of Arashba, Delomi by Kodum Chaluka da Asurim, Elafilaka Chaluka Nami Asurim, Delekala Meymar, Dekivit Shachilka, Huvra, Davala Mafreya. We don't say now there is a Breira, that this was originally the portion that I was supposed to get. Right? Because he says, they don't say that, it's Daraisa, Ein Breira, and he continues with that. Anyway, but that is what Rav Yosef Amar Ze'iri holds. Amar Afuna Halacha Rabbi Ben Yaakov, we hold like Rabbi Ben Yaakov, V'chein Amar Rabbi Elazar, Halacha Krib Eliezer Ben Yaakov. There is a problem with the Psak of the Rambam, which the later Rishonim discussed. The Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Ben Yaakov, but like we have here, that the Machlokas is by Ain bodin chaluka, beish bodin chaluka, it's aser, but he also paskins that they're both aser in the Beis HaKnesses. What do you mean? The Beis HaKnesses is like a case of ain bodin chaluka, and we saw that is Rav Elazar ben Yaakov would matur there. That's a problem. Various Rishonim, the Ron here also discusses that issue. A Beis HaKnesses, everybody are shutfin, everybody is considered a part owner of the Beis HaKnesses. If you look on the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Sif Tezvav, Ein Adam Yachol Le'asor Chelko Mi Beis HaKnesses V'lo Me'asvarim. A person can't aser his chelik in a shul. Right? Everybody owns a shul. V'im aser ein oklum. And if he asers, it doesn't mean anything. It's not effective. So the post can wonder, what happens if somebody has a makom kavua? What if people pay for seats? I paid for a seat, so can I aser your sitting in this seat? Because I paid for it. Is it really yours? Or is it just you have rights in it, but it's not yours? That's a discussion here in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, have possibly that you do have the schus. You do have the schus if you pay for it, and then you would be able to aser. That's one discussion that comes up in the sugya of Beis HaKnesses. Another one is the Ksos. The Ksos in Simen Reish quotes the Aguda. The Aguda and others, because of the long discussion, is there kinyan chotzer in a Beis HaKnesses? Let's say I find something in a shul. Is it hefker? Is it an aveda? And I'll say, if there are no simanim, I could keep it. Or is there a shulus kone kinyan chotzer? Is there a bailus of a shul separate from the ownership of everybody, that everybody is shutfin? So he discusses, is there a first half of the ksos, is there kinyan chatzer by hektish? And then he goes into, is Beis HaKnesses like hektish? And would you say it's the same discussion? And he talks about our mission, our Gemara, which impairs partners to a Beis HaKnesses. So maybe you would say there is no kinyan chatzer, but that's the ksos, the second discussion. This is all about a shul, right? More of a maisa comes up. What about a talus? The talus of a shul. Do I own that? Because we know that one does not make a bracha on something borrowed. A tzitz borrowed tzitzis, right? That is the halacha. Unless we say that when you take it, he is as if he is giving it to you. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Yudalid, if you borrow tzitzis, what we would call a beggar that has tzitzis on it, mevarech aleha miyad. The Shulchan Aruch calls you make a bracha. Why? Because we assume that the person gave it to you to be yours for that moment to make a bracha on. Not everybody is so fond of the Shita. The Taz argues and says, no, you don't make a bracha unless he said beferis that he's giving it to you as a matana manas lahaksir. But Rov Achronim, the Magen Avraham says, Rov Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, Rov Achronim are maskim to the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that adaita dahachi hish'ila lo shi'yivarech aleha. He gave it to him to make a bracha on. V'kivin she'yefshol levarech elam ketia shalo. And obviously the halacha is, you can't make a bracha unless it's yours. Havi ki'ilu nitzna lo b'matana manas lahaksir. Fine. Better to be beferish and have it clear. That's all if you ask to borrow it for a mitzvah. What if you just run and ask to borrow it for what we might call kavadat zibur? Let's say you're running up to get an aliyah to put a talus on. Why do you put a talus on when you get an aliyah? It's kavadat zibur. Im shal talus la'alos la'torah olav l'fnei ateva she'enu ela mishum ha'kavod ein mevarchin alav. You don't make a bracha on that, says the Mishnah Berurah, because maybe he just gave it to you for this moment to put the aliyah on, but didn't have das for it to be yours. That's by your friend's talus. By a shul talus, the poskim assume that you could definitely make a bracha on. Because everybody owns the shul talisim. The calls there by taliso shel ish prati. Aval taliso shel kahal ke'ein shelanu hametsuyos the beit ha-knesset. It was nickname almanas that whoever picks it up, you know, it could be theirs. The shadow that some post can wonder is that a lot of times when we put a talus on just to get an aliyah or to be quick, you know, we don't do proper ituf. We don't cover ourselves with it. So if we don't do proper ituf, maybe that would be a reason why you can't make a bracha either on it. Okay, but either way, if one knows that one's getting an aliyah, or if one does ituf, then one should make a bracha on it. If one is in that circumstance, if one is not sure, then some poskim say you should have kavanah shelo liknos, right, that it's not yours, so you can't make a bracha on it. Important discussion, halacha lemaisa. Okay, let's continue. Again, the Mishnah said, if somebody's Mudar Anah and he has a Merchatz, so then I am not allowed to go into that Merchatz. What if it's rented out? So it depends if he has Tfisas Yad. The common Tfisas Yad, what does that mean? Amar Rav Nachman, Lamechsel Lishlishvil Revia. Rav Nachman says, if he gets half or even a quarter of the profits, that's Tfisas Yad, and that's called benefit if I go in. Aval bebatzerlo, less than a quarter benefit, that would be okay, I would be able to go in. Abaya amar afila bebatzer aser, even less than that. Even less than that is still considered aser if he has any hand in the bathhouse that he's not allowed to go in. Hey chidami deshari, what's mutter? To makabal bataska, only if he gets a fixed fee. So then that's not called direct profit, no matter how many people go in. Right, you're not giving him an anah. He, the renter, is paying rent, a fixed fee, and therefore only then it would be mutter. The Ran here quotes a question with many answers, five answers to be exact, if I remember correctly, if I have it written down, five answers that the Ran says. Even what if he doesn't have Tfisas Yad? It's still his. He's still the masker. He's still the owner. So why would it be allowed? Right, the Mishnah said, the Gemara says in Arachin. He quotes, if somebody is masker a bias to their friend, the masker still has power to be makdishit. So here, it's still considered connected to him. Still his. So even if he doesn't have any tfisas yad, it should still be usur. So many answers given. The Ron quotes Tosfos, right after the Tiber Maskel Hechidami. He quotes all these answers. He quotes Tosfos in Achinami. You're right. If he would ask the merchatz, it would be usur. But here, what's the case? He was just mudur hanah from his property, not from the bathhouse specifically. So then, that's the umdana. The umdana is that it's not included if he doesn't have so much hanah. Number one. Number two, Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe the difference is that over there, dafka gabe hektish, bishum de hektish mafkia bide shibud. To be makdish something is easier. The masker can be makdish, but to consider it mudra hanah, maybe that is not a problem here. Or he quotes acherim, gives another answer, which happened first. Which happened first, meaning, did the renter pay yet? If the renter paid already, so then maybe that makes it better. Because it's totally considered in the reshus of the socher once he paid. The Ran himself gives a couple of other answers. He's on the bottom line, dahai muskarim dahacha la muskarim kein schirus. Acher da'alma, it's a different type of schirus. It's karka, right? There's difference. Okay, a couple of answers given, but that's an important sugya. How does this gemara relate to the sugya in Maseches Arachin? Okay, we'll have to stop here. Mashiach, we will continue. Now we are deep into Ashutfin regarding the partners, and we will get into the Mishnayos about the cities and Svarim, and get back to Mitzvos Lav Lahenos Ninu, as we've discussed. We will stop here, and we will continue. And again, the part today's shiur was sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas in honor of the yahrzeit of Rav Avram Yedidya ben Yaakov Berger, a chassid of Gur, devoted to his family, Klal Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael. We thank you for the sponsorship.